While water circulates in this scale model of a concentrated solar power plant, a full-size plant uses molten salt. But the man behind the radical new design says using tin instead of molten salt could make the process dramatically more efficient.
The main thing that makes it better than the state-of-the-art is really the fact that by pushing up the temperature, we're able to use a higher efficiency power cycle. And the higher efficiency means for the same size field, you get more power out.
The molten tin can get hotter than molten salt, but it cannot flow through metal pipes. Experimenting in his lab, Henry found that it easily flows through pipes and valves made of graphite.
Because it's machinable, so it allows us to make complicated components like this where you can thread them still so you can still use mechanical interfaces we're used to.
His design uses ceramics that can also withstand high temperatures, do not corrode, and do not react with tin. With good insulation, tin can stay liquid even overnight. So far, all the critical parts have been tested.
We can pump liquid metal, we can valve it and control it, we can bond these tubes together without getting leaks.
Taking into account the size of the required mirror field and the cost of the special salt, Henry expects using molten tin should reduce the overall cost of building a concentrated solar heat plant by as much as 30%. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.